Hi. Are you ready to do a little traveling? Don't fret. You won't need a passport. Just your intention and your breath. Ready? I invite you to close your eyes down and take a delicious long breath in through your nose and then slowly sigh it out through your mouth. Let your shoulders drop a bit, your jaw start to relax, and let's take another breath like that, long and luscious, in through your nose and then gently sigh it out your mouth. Feel your scalp relax, your face, and let that sensation slowly seep down your body to the tip of your toes. If you feel inclined, wiggle your upper body and roll your shoulders up to your ears and back down so they nestle like wings against your spine. Breathe. In your mind's eye, imagine that the smells around you are changing. They are more moist, and there is a scent of the ocean and something peaty underlying that. Breathe in this fresh, moist, tangy smell, and then still in your mind's eye, imagine that as you look around, you are on a rolling moor covered in gorse, moss, and the green is so bright and fresh. You look around you, and behind you is the ocean pounding in. This ocean is powerful. And as the waves crash against the cliffs, the spray lifts 20 feet into the air. You can feel the vibration of the pulsing of the waves as they throw themselves against the cliffs under your feet. As you turn from the ocean and look out in front of you, you can see in the distance an old, old building built out of grey stone. Let's go explore this, shall we? As you walk towards it, you feel your chest opening and expanding. You have no idea where you are, where you're going, but you feel incredibly safe. As you get closer to the building, you see that it looks like an old church or gathering place. The rocks are worn and weathered by the elements, with deep pockmarks and moss growing in various areas. The roof looks like it sags somewhat, but it is still intact. You can see a remnant of a path that leads up the gentle, undulating knoll, and to one side of the path is a large labyrinth made of the same rock that is now overgrown by brambles, wildflowers, and creeping vines. Gaia is taking this space back. However, as you approach the doorway, you see that the large double oak doors that seem to stretch way above your head still look strong and imposing. They are bolted into the rock with large blacksmith-made hinges, and there is a huge handle that you have to push on with all your might, as it's tight due to the moisture and the salt in the air. Finally, the doors creak open and a huge waft of dust lifts up into the air with the incoming breeze. You step through the arched doorway, and as you push the oaken door shut, there is a shiver that runs through the stone under your feet and around you. The floor is made of stone flagstones, large and cold, and the air around you is damp and has a musty scent. However, the dusty arch windows let in a stream of weak sunlight so you can see where you are going. Breathe. You move into the main room and you are struck by an anomaly. Here is an old abandoned building, but in the middle of the dusty main room with weak sunlight pouring in is a large stone plinth, and sitting on the top is the most gorgeous, large, golden offering bowl you have ever seen. Your breath creates little mist clouds around you as you make your way to the plinth, almost altar-like, as there are two stone steps you have to walk up. This bowl is magnificent. It is large and shallow and radiates a golden light, and carved on the rim are glyphs that you can't read. There is clean, clear, still water filling the bowl, so still that you wonder if it's real, so with your right forefinger you poke at it and give it a swirl in a counterclockwise direction. And then everything changes. The sunlight disappears, and the water darkens, so that it is almost black in color, and starts to whirl in a vortex, and images float to the top, and your hands rush to your face with shock. The images that have come to the top as the water swirls are all your fears and insecurities, the past, the excuses, all those thoughts that can flood your brain at random moments are made visible in images. Too broke. Not good enough. Too young. Too old. Too scared. The secret you never shared. The pain and the rage. The lack of worth. Feeling you don't know enough. Who are you to think it could be different? They all swirl in dark images to the surface, and you stagger down the steps and fall on your knees on the dusty flagstones and sob and sob until finally there isn't a tear left in you. And you rub your face with your dusty hands, leaving smears down your cheeks, and tilt your head back to look up to the depths of the vaulted ceiling and whisper, "Why? Why? Why this?" Breathe. As if a slate has come off the roof, there is a sound outside and radiant sunlight floods in, illuminating the bowl, inviting you to come back, inviting you to have the courage and the vulnerability, inviting you to trust. With trembling legs and shaky hands, you bring yourself to standing and climb up the 2 stone steps again. The bowl is lit up like a golden star and the water is still. You tentatively reach out with your left forefinger and give the water a swirl. The water starts spinning faster and faster in a clockwise direction and lights up so much that it nearly hurts your eyes with its glow, and so many images flood to the surface. Everything you have ever wanted, yearned for, desired, worked towards, dreamed about, whether it is love, the home you want, travel, an amazing partner, success, a healthy body, a business that serves and is profitable, prosperity, huge joy, whatever it is, whatever your heart yearns for, is shown to you as present, and you grasp the rim of the bowl with both hands and lean in and watch all your desires, your heart whispers, show up. And you can feel the golden light on the back of your neck as you lean in, and under your palms that are grasping the rim of the bowl, you feel a tingle come through. But you don't want to let go just yet. You want to watch and breathe more of the images in. There is another tingle under your palms, and slowly the light moves away and the water stills. And as you straighten up, you look at the glyphs on the rim of the bowl and realize you can now read them. Circling the golden bowl, the words are, "To see what you want, you must be willing to face your fears and release. Trust, believe, allow, and receive." Breathe. You turn away with reluctance, as you could happily stay there and watch the images for days on end. But as you brush the dust off your clothes, you realize written on the palms of your hands in golden light are trust, believe, allow, and receive. You laugh with delight and clap your hands together, and as you shut the oaken doors tight behind you and the scent of the ocean fills your nose, you know you are no longer who you were told you were or who you believed you should be. Cup your hands in front of your heart space and whisper into them, thank you, thank you, thank you. Breathe in and sigh it out. And ever so slowly and gently, come back to your body. Wiggle your fingers and toes, and when you are ready, open your eyes. Rub your palms together, and then just take a moment to put them on your heart space. Remember to release, trust, believe, allow, and receive.